cookware options that work for the grill. If you've followed my writings for some time now, you've likely learned that I believe outdoor equipment is the same, if not better, than the traditional indoor options. You literally can make anything on the outdoor equipment that you make inside your home. Knowing this, I have received many questions regarding the type of cookware that I use when grilling and/or smoking on said equipment. Today, I'm going to discuss the preferred cookware materials and the potential issues that can arise if you use a material that is not considered ideal for high heat temperatures. Material number one, cast iron. This is my first choice and many other cooks, and the only material I use when I cold cook with cookware. Why? It is durable, it is relatively inexpensive, it is unbelievable at heat retention, and you can cook most anything in it. Literally, it never wears out. Downside? It is a material that needs to be maintained, meaning oiled consistently. It is heavy. Material number two, carbon steel. Carbon steel is a beast at retaining heat, and it can be used on any cooking surface. Although lighter in weight than cast iron, it is still heavier than stainless steel. Similar in many attributes to cast iron, it also requires frequent seasoning, and the base of the pan will become discolored from the high heat exposure. Plus, it is not dishwasher safe, so you need to love this material and be willing to put some work into maintaining it. If you're lucky enough to find a piece you love, you will make magic in it, whether set close to or in the fire. Material number three, stainless steel combo. I'm sure every one of us owns at least one piece of stainless steel. This is a very attractive piece of cookware from the aesthetics view. However, on its own, stainless steel is not the best heat conductor. This is the main reason why it is often combined with other material to improve its heat retention properties and keep it light in weight. Suitable pairs you'll find for stainless steel include copper and aluminum. All three of these materials on their own are not ideal. Copper and aluminum heat very quickly, which means they can burn very quickly as well. While stainless steel on its own can take forever to heat up, but combine copper and aluminum or aluminum with steel and you have an ideal heat conductor and safe high heat material. Rule of thumb, never use aluminum and copper cookware on their own for high heat cooking. Material number five, enameled cast iron. Known as the pretty cookware, enameled cast iron is cast iron at the heart and soul, but with beautiful ceramic enamel outside surfaces. It has fabulous heat conductivity and retention, but it is not non-stick, which can cause some issues. I find it works really well when I use more of a two-zone cooking setup rather than direct coal or heat cooking. Material number five, non-stick. Teflon is a non-stick promoted material that should be avoided. It has no ability to be used for high heat, and in fact, excessive heat can melt this material. Also, Teflon is documented to flake off after extended use, moving these flakes into your food. At higher temperatures, the material produces toxic fumes that have been proven to be a health risk. What are high heat levels? Now, we know what materials are optimal for high heat cooking, but what are the actual temperatures that can be handled? Cast iron and stainless steel combos can tolerate 1500 degrees Fahrenheit, with stainless steel excelling to 2200 degrees Fahrenheit. Although copper has a melting point of 1984 degrees Fahrenheit and aluminum at 1221 degrees Fahrenheit, cast iron and steel materials in cookware still perform the best. Now you have the education behind your choice of cookware. My last piece of advice is to always think about how you plan to use the cookware. If you love to nestle in the coals or be as close to the flames as you can, the items that may not look as pretty are likely the best choice. What's your favorite high heat cookware made of? Leave us a comment to let us know. Always ready with techniques, tips, recipes, and the science behind the smoke, fire, and flavor. We are Smokin'Licious.